Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
I remember sharing Christ with a young woman who had been sexually abused by her father. Sad story. As always, this horrible experience left this young woman emotionally and spiritually scarred. Her feelings of resentment were often overwhelming. Well, as I shared the gospel with her, I explained how she could become a Christian by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. She took the step willingly, so I began to pray, asking her to repeat after me. My prayer began simply, "Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus Christ to be my Savior." Well, she was strangely silent. But then she said, "I can't say those words." And suddenly I understood. She couldn't use the word father because of sexual abuse. The very word father brought back horrible memories of this abuse. Well, needless to say, as we prayed together, I had to avoid using the word father, which of course God himself understood. I simply used the words Lord God. Years later, I talked with this woman at a special birthday party held in her honor. "Do you remember," I asked, "when you couldn't use the word father?" She smiled and nodded her head. And after a rather lengthy period of healing, she could now address God as her Heavenly Father. Her mental and emotional image had changed. She had experienced inner healing. She now understood what true fatherhood is all about. God is indeed our Heavenly Father.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.